Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Taking Action. We're in chapter 23. Self-inspire yourself by talking to the mirror. External sources of inspiration can be highly successful in inspiring you. Remember times you felt inspired by something you heard. It might have been a speech by a charismatic speaker who inspired an entire audience. It might have been something said to you personally by someone who believed in you and inspired you. The inspiration might have lasted a long time, or it might have lasted only a short time. But you remember the thought, and you remember feeling differently than you did when you weren't inspired. The problem with outside sources of inspiration is exactly that. They depend on some outside source. That is why self-inspiration is so beneficial. When you inspire yourself with self-talk, you benefit because your mind is always with you to tell you what you need to hear. You can always then inspire yourself to act with zrizus. Theoretically, this is great. Theoretically, you carry your source of self-inspiration with you wherever you go. You just need to let your mind churn on your always-with-you mental program of self-inspiration. But many people find that when they most need a source of inspiration, they're not feeling inspired. And that's exactly why they need inspiration, because they're not inspired now. So while self-inspiration has the advantage of potentially being available at all times, in reality, it can be difficult to turn it on when you need it the most. You don't feel like doing something without inspiration. And you don't feel like telling yourself something that would inspire you. In fact, when you need inspiration the most, your mind might be creating discouraging self-talk, which is the opposite of what you really need to hear. How can you overcome this challenge? Think of a time that you said something to successfully inspire yourself when you didn't at first feel inspired. Now that you remember what you said and did, you can say it and do it again. If you are able to do this, great. But if you can't inspire yourself at that right moment, you can utilize an amazing tool. It's not a high-tech tool. You might have this tool available already, or you can inexpensively buy one. The tool is a mirror. Yes, standing in front of a mirror, give the person you see an empowering, inspiring pep talk. It's easier to get results than without the benefit of a mirror. I personally have much experience doing this, and speaking to a mirror can be very, very powerful. Some people find this difficult. They tend to be critical of what they see. But it's their own mind that's being critical. The fact that they see themselves in the mirror means that they are alive and they can see. They can choose to be grateful to be alive. They can be grateful that they're breathing. They can be grateful that they can see. They can be grateful that they have a brain that's working right now. When you're full of gratitude, your mind will be free of self-criticism of how you look. Your mind will be too busy thinking about all the many things for which to be grateful. Some people find it difficult to give themselves an inspiring speech in front of a mirror because they feel, oh, that's silly. But since it's such a powerful tool and technique, it's silly not to do this. It's silly to spend time being uninspired when you have the ability to inspire yourself by giving yourself a pep talk while looking into a mirror. Moreover, if you realize that you're preventing yourself from giving a pep talk while you look into the mirror, you can give yourself a pep talk about giving yourself a pep talk even though you feel that it's silly. This works. It's wise to use what works to motivate yourself. An important tip. Build up the habit of looking to a mirror to inspire yourself when you feel positive about yourself and your abilities. Then you'll find it easier to do when you don't feel like doing this. Again. Then you'll find it easier to do this when you don't feel this way. The positive habit of giving yourself positive pep talks will be stored in your memory, and your memory is always available.